This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So I was out today, Super Don, and I went to a medical clinic. You ever seen those emergency care, urgent care clinics? Right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And this one was at a kind of a, it looked like a really upper scale or high scale kind of strip mall connected to a major grocery store, you know, and it's all kind of connected, but really nicely laid out. And I go in there not because I'm ailing or injured, but because that I was requested to be there. I was requested to be there. Yeah. And sure. I meet with a doctor, one of the doctors, nurse, some of the support staff. And you know what they wanted to know?
No. What did they want to know?
How to work with silver in the urgent care clinic.
At an urgent care clinic?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very unusual. I mean, it seems like it would be unusual.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I thought I was going to an integrative medical clinic. And it turned out to be an urgent care clinic that also has a separate office that is an integrative medical care clinic where the doctor there knows how to work with the, even knows about the Silver Aloe protocol. And so
really?
They're all, yes, they're using.
Wow.
Yes. They're using the Argentin 23 topical gel instead of Neosporin in this urgent care clinic. You will not believe what is happening, Super Don. There, look, I was invited to Curacao. I flew there, met with the Ministry of Health.
All right.
I come back to America, and I'm in an urgent care clinic that's wanting to utilize silver hydrosol and silver gel instead of drugs.
Well, you know what happened is I think on the 23rd, instead of Nibiru crashing into the Earth, it caused some kind of tear in the space-time continuum. We are now in an alternate universe.
That's what I posited. I said, you know, if we're still here and the world has ended, then we are in an alternate universe because there's stuff happening. That's good. But you're not going to hear about that in the mainstream media. It's all about hating Donald Trump or hating the NFL or hating the people who stand. I mean, it's like, enough of that. We don't do that toxin here. There's a lot of things happening that are really cool. Now, next week, we're all going to be together, except for Super Don, because he refuses to travel anymore for some reason, at the Truth About Cancer Live in Orlando. But the good news is, Super D, if I make fun of you, you can watch it live again.
This is true. This is true. I'll have to wait and see if there's any enema jokes this year.
Yeah, did you put the link for the live listen in the show notes for people and then send it out and all that stuff?
I am doing that as we speak, and I will actually be putting that out on social media as well.
Okay, excellent. I want y'all to, if you can't come to Orlando for that, please. I mean, this is the transformation is on. The transformation is happening. It's we're in the midst
is
of it.
On.
Not the heat. Silver's on, for sure. It's a stunning thing. And you know what? And you sent me this story today that we were going to cover like it's, you know, a far-flung communist socialist state.
Right.
That these kind of interesting changes are happening. Of course, they're only partial changes. What I liked about what I saw today was completely free market within a monopoly, interestingly enough. Right? It's not that they're being told by the government to do this. There's doctors now saying, you know what? There's antibiotic resistance. This is a disaster. We've got to find another way. And in the midst of it, doctors are finding another way. And again, this is where creativity and imagination and fearlessness comes into play, because I recognize these docs are putting a little bit of their necks on the line sometimes when they do this. Because they'll say, oh, it's not the standard of care. Well, this is why Dr. Bittar talks about advanced medicine. I don't want to do average medicine. I don't want to do sucky medicine. I want to do advanced, right? Well, this is what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And a lot of the advanced medicine is basically your medicine is food. But in terms of intervention, even critical care scenario, we can still rely on things in the natural world to be as successful or more successful, certainly less toxic than the drugs that are considered standard of care. Now, the opening article this hour is from Vermont. They're apparently experimenting with a new healthcare model, they're calling it. Guess what it is? It's a real novel concept. They're going to pay the doctors to keep people healthy.
What?
Yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what they claim they're going to do. They're going to pay the doctors. Instead of doing surgery or prescribing drugs, you're going to get paid if your patients are not on those things and not doing those things. The problem is, this is not new. And it's been tried before. As far as I know, it's been successful, but not successful for monopoly medicine in the era of the Flexner Report of 1910 and beyond. We're talking about ancient Chinese secret, right? Not communist China, but ancient Chinese medicine. These concepts were utilized in the healing or the healers of the villages, where those healers or doctors were only paid when everybody was well. Yeah. And if some people were sick, we're withholding your salary, whatever that might be. Because your incentive under that kind of healthcare system is wellness. You want to eat, doctor? You make sure we're well. We're doing all right. But the problem here I see with this Vermont system is it's putting people that have little to no knowledge of wellness in charge of wellness protocols and programs. The medical monopoly. The drug prescription pads. This is what they are. They are drug pushers, and you're telling them, we're only going to pay you if you don't push drugs. How's that going to work? How's that going to work when the entire model is based on promotion of petrochemicals patented and approved by the Fear and Death Administration? How is it going to work when a surgeon goes in to be a surgeon, and whether they intended to be, you know, super wealthy because they're a surgeon or not, I'm going to set that aside. It's not the issue. The issue is they're surgeons. They do surgery. And now you're going to pay them not to do surgery. You see the conflict that is going to be making itself known here, Super Don?
Yeah. Well, you know, it begs the question, then how exactly does something like this work? Or I guess, is it sabotaged before it even begins?
Sure. I mean, you know, wouldn't you like to get a prescription for a large box of organic vegetables fresh from a garden?
Well, in the article, it says that's some of the stuff that's actually going on.
And I'm all for that. But no. Do you really need the system to do it, right? Do you really need to put hospitals and allopathic licensed doctors in charge of that? Couldn't we
Yes, okay, you're right. You're right. That there's a lot of ways that we can look at this and go, you know, they're not going to do it right. The wrong people are going to be doing it. They're going to, you know, they're going to just screw it up, you know, because that's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, you know, wanting to look at the situation as being the glass is half full. And
you
going
to
say,
pessimist?
Sometimes we it happens to the best of us. But you know, look, this is to me. I know the idea has been around for a long time, but it has not been around in this context. Mm-hmm. Okay, in this situation, and.
Right.
Say what you will about the state of Vermont. They've got spiders named after Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But this is a move in the right direction. And the way that I look at it is that, yes, they're probably going to fudge this up. There's probably going to be some good that's going to come from this. At least they're focusing in the right place right now, right?
Sure.
Rather
sure.
than focusing at managing symptoms, now they're looking at trying to keep people healthy.
Yeah.
So they're making a great effort here. Now, because they're taking this step, what I'm thinking and hoping for is that this is going to open the door for people to be able to say, okay, look, we already took this first step. look, you're doing some good here, but there's some ways that we can tweak this, right?
Yeah.
There's some ways that we can change this so we can make it even better. So, it, you know, it's like the first step. Now, it may not happen. You know, mm-hmm. it may never get to where we would like it to be, or at least in the short term.
Right.
But this is revolutionary when you look at healthcare as a whole of the nation.
Yeah, well, it is, and I'm going to look at it half full in that context as well, although you know, things that come out of Vermont tend to be collectivist in their mindset. And as I said, and I think we added an image thanks to Steve Feld about, you know, the fact that I stated that there is no such thing as public health. It's your health or it's nobody's. And I want the freedom of all healers to heal. If you've got 2/3 of doctors receiving gifts and payments from drug makers and medical device makers, Big Pharma paying out millions every year to ensure that doctors prescribe these pills and enforce through the medical boards who start threatening attacks on doctors whose prescription rates begin to drop by percentages. Hey, doc, what's going on there? We notice that you're not prescribing as much Prozac as you did last month. What's going on? It's a recipe for failure unless, I don't know, maybe Vermont comes up with the idea that freedom is superior to monopoly. And says, you know what, let's bring the homeopaths in. Let's bring the herbalists in. Let's bring the naturopaths in. And let's see who does this better. Right? The states have the freedom to do that. Will they engage that level of freedom? Or will they try to engage a wellness system within a system of disease creation and disease management? Was it Bucky Fuller who said, don't try to change the system, out-create it until it's obsolete, and then they adopt yours? And I think inevitably that's what's going to happen, because the drug-intensive approach of allopathic Flexner-inspired modern medicine cannot survive the way it has become accustomed to on a wellness model. It's not the way it's meant to be from the word go. So you're going to have to completely scrap a lot of the medical school education curricula and change these doctors to do something they're not very comfortable doing or have no knowledge base to do it. Yet, as I mentioned today, that was the unexpected event of the day that makes me very happy. You have doctors around the country in isolated pockets trying to do their level best to provide services, not because the government is saying they should or shouldn't, but because they've found there are superior ways to deliver real health care, even in an urgent care situation or crisis, where allopathic medicine has its proper place. The integration of natural medicine, even there, can work. But the doctors must be free to innovate and free to contract with you as a patient or with other holistic healthcare providers not of the allopathic variety.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, have at it. You want health care? I got your health care. Yeah. Well, you know, listen, it comes from a far higher place than government, that's for sure. And even as we talked about the opening in Vermont, what they're trying to do, again, give them the props for trying. But, you know, I just foresee a disaster in the making based on, you know, when you want to get something done, do you hire the people that screwed it up and say, but this time you'll get it right? Or do you say, you know, who's doing it right? Let me think. Let's go to the people that actually are helping people without harming them. If you have a wellness model, you go to the people who prescribe drugs for a living and say, don't prescribe drugs for a living. You go to the people who do surgery for a living and say, don't do surgery for a living. Does that make sense to you? Do you see where I totally
get what you're saying. And I, like I said, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt on this, that even they realize that this is an uphill battle. But I give them props for at least taking the first step to try and make this happen, you know, within the belly of the beast. You know, I mean, how brave do you have to be to try and take this on within the system? And I want to believe that the people have the greatest of intentions and they're going to try. Whether they succeed or not, it remains to be seen.
All right, we'll see. In the meantime, say hello to my little plant friend.
Seymour?
No, it's that guy. I don't hear it coming through, though.
I don't either. Hello, Dr. Greenthumb.
See, that's the thing, folks. You could, yeah, we were doing a cannabis update theme, and it didn't play, and I should have played it in advance. But again, that's the thing that I was talking to our folks watching on YouTube, and I got this letter because I think I told this on the air too, where the car got sideswiped while it was at the valet parking off Airport Lot, right? And they said, sure, no problem. We'll cover it. Get two estimates. Send it. We'll take care of it. I did that. Sent it in. And they're saying, no, we're not paying. Right. You're like, really? That's where you're going now? So my mind was a bit distracted. Didn't get to test it. But suffice it to say, on the cannabis front, you all think we're like cannabis crazy, don't you? For a guy that never smoked pot growing up, and I still don't, I utilize CBD primarily, there's some stuff you got to know about utilizing cannabis. Now, we've gone to that guy, the MacGyver of pot, Master Bong, right?
Yep.
And we did we do funny, silly segments with him from time to time. The last segment, it was about you can do it with a toaster oven or something. Remember, because some politician had said that in Canada?
Yeah, and it's funny because the story was about using a toaster oven. He actually went and got a toaster, a little different. And he actually did a dab on a toaster on the air live.
Right, right. And now we come to find out, I'm not sophisticated in that realm to even know what a dab is. I think a dab is, here's a little bit of cannabis. But apparently it's a super concentrated form, heated, super heated to get, isolate the cannabinoids, particularly THC for those that indulge that side for recreational purpose or whatever. And it's called dabbing, and they vaporize this hash oil. And it's supposed to be like super potent. Is that right, Super Don?
It's ridiculous. It's it'd be the equivalent of saying, I'm going to go hunting for squirrels and bring in a bazooka.
Okay. So it's really intense for those that are just like high level. It's like taking the mountain bike trail that's way over your head. And here's the problem. As much as we are supporters of the use of the cannabis plant, because it does have anti-cancer properties, according to some of the studies on what this dab stuff is, it's actually releasing carcinogens like benzene. And it's not surprising to me now that I think about what that is. It's like you superheat stuff, it alters it in a way that may not be the best for you. So they when they analyzed the elements present, the carcinogen of benzene being there, methacrolene, a chemical similar to acrolein or acrolate, we've heard about that, another carcinogen. You're breathing that into your lungs. That's the concern I have. Even though we find that utilization of cannabis, even breathing into the lungs, apparently is not bringing much lung damage, this dabbing thing is concerning to me, because if you're bringing anything that has a known oxidative stress on the cells, I don't know how much in the cannabis is yet able to counteract that in the context of dabbing, Super Don. So this is a kind of a warning to our enthusiasm, if you will. Curb your enthusiasm, so to speak, for cannabis when it comes to dabbing.
Yeah, and in particular, and if I read this study correctly, they were doing this test on this dab that was extracted through a butane process. So it might have something to do with the butane. I'm not sure.
Right. So, again, not being an expert on that realm, are there other ways? You dabbers, maybe we ask Master Bong this question. If he's at all concerned about it, I don't know. But it's valid. I wanted to talk about it and utilizing the plant appropriately, properly to get the benefit and none of the detriment. That's what we're about for that, too. Check it out. We've written about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back with an important question of the day and answers.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends joining us at the Truth About Cancer Live next week, 5th, 6th, 7th of October. We got other events up and coming after that as well, and even a couple of events prior to that that I can't tell you about just yet. But you'll hear about it on my broadcast Monday and Tuesday. You know, it's like, I can't say what it is yet, but it could be pretty interesting. Let's see. Are you in a car?
A car?
It's like I heard a car door open and the ding, ding, ding. I'm thinking, you know, we're talking about damaged car doors and suddenly I'm hearing car doors open. It's getting weird here. And
I'm doing sound effects. I'm the producer.
Yeah, on top of that, you're talking on the break about going to see Stephen King's new iteration of It, the movie. And I'm like,
yes?
This is getting very strange, very strange. I think I'm just going to leave it all behind and answer a question.
You've got a clown phobia, don't you?
I do. I was scared of clowns when I was a baby.
Didn't all right, like sorry.
Okay. Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
The creepiest clown of all, Ronald McDonald, because of what he's delivering to children. But that's another story for another time. Question of the day coming from Lori here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Robert, my question to you is about depression. Depression. I was told by my husband's doctor that he has been expressing suicidal thoughts. He has been depressed for about 2 years now due to constant pain in his back and sciatica. Boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Pain-induced thoughts of suicide, you know, real. I know because we know it very personally. My wife had been through 6 years of this. Liam Sheff ended up out of this world because of this. So this is a very, very serious issue, Lori. He has run the gamut of shots and has been to at least 15 different chiropractors with all different methods. This has been for naught. He even went to a person in New York who does deep tissue massage, and it actually hurt him more. He's unable to work and contribute. Any suggestions as far as supplementation? Okay, so now, before I answer this question, Lori goes on further and gives me some more information. So maybe we can make some educated, informative discussion points here for them to consider. We take selenium and D3 daily, and we'll be starting an enzyme before meals as of this week. We've recently started a plant-based diet 6 out of 7 days. Also, we alternate flax, chia, and hemp seeds in our smoothies. On the 7th day, we allow ourselves animal protein from organic pastured sources. We have tried to cut sugar way down, but he cheats, talking about her husband. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, Lori. All right, Super Don, I'm hearing some sound effects in the background still. Is there something you want to chime in on this issue? Because, you know, chronic pain, suicidal thoughts.
You're hearing more sound effects. Okay.
I am.
You are? What are you hearing?
Just like clicking sounds. You know, it's like, I don't know what. It's like
okay.
Special effects.
Right.
No one else, hopefully
sorry.
No one else is hearing it, just me.
I'm on a backup system here. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, with the pain. You know, I mean, the first thing that I'm going to go to on this, and it isn't included here in the message, but, you know, CBD is great for pain. So if that's not being utilized at this point, that's at least something that should be tried, you know, because there's, you know, various different forms of it, strengths mm-hmm. of it. And listen, I can understand with back pain. I've had that all my life, mm-hmm. sometimes worse than others. You know, the sciatica situation, the lower back, been in a couple car accidents. So, yeah, I mean, that is some miserable stuff.
Yeah.
For sure. So CBD would be, I think, something definitely that you want to try.
Yes, I agree. And if you can see me on the video, those of you watching on YouTube, I've just held up two options from Plus CBD oil capsules you can take internally. And there's a concentrated oil you can take internally, or you can even apply
now,
it locally.
Now, I'm looking at the one that you're holding there. That's one I'm not – see, now, the one I've got
mm-hmm.
is the whole plant extract.
Okay.
See, now, the one you've got is the distilled one. Yeah, that's the high concentration.
A little bit more concentration.
Gold,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and the gold as well, so. Yeah.
I've got the whole plant extract. And I'll tell you what, you know, believe it or not, I've tried the gold capsules,
mm-hmm.
and I've tried the whole plant extract. And it's different for different people. It just depends on what it is that you need it for, where you're trying to apply it, you know, and how the body is going to take that and mm-hmm. use it. And I'll tell you what, for me, the whole plant extract, that stuff is the bomb, man. I mean, it does not taste like chocolate. Okay, I will tell you that much. It's not tasty. So you got to put it in something so that you can swallow it. But that stuff. Mm-hmm. Man, that stuff just it just hits me like a truck.
To your point, Yeah, to your point, Super D, it is about finding out what is hitting your needs, right? So, yes, Lori, with your husband, there, you know, there's the whole plant extract. There's a more concentrated form. Again, the milligram count's going to be different. You got to find out what works. None of it's harmful. That's the beautiful thing here. But I also want to, you know, step back from that. If he's been in pain for a lot of years related to back pain, sciatica pain, one of the minerals that, Lori, you didn't mention that you're on or he's on is silicon. And so the silica challenge could be a difference maker here in terms of a mineral replenishment to restore skeletal integrity. And it also works on the nerve cells as well. So there's no question that that's missing in your discussion of what he has been trying. So I would do the 3 tablets 4 times a day of the Alta Silica, A-L-T-A, Alta Silica. Now, we've got the CBD aspect. Now, there's another thing you said he's cheating about the sugar. You didn't mention chromium. Chromium is the key to beat your sugar cravings. It is absolutely the key. Now, I've utilized homeopathic lycopodium and homeopathic iris, primarily 2 key remedies that affect or impact pancreatic function. That's associated with blood sugar, of course. But there's nothing that can replenish the mineral but the mineral when you talk about a lack of chromium in the body. So that will also help in terms of pain as well, when you have access to healing of the cells, feeding the cells properly. And that, again, is a chromium issue. We've talked also about the copper-iron connection with Morley Robbins. Remember that? Go back and listen to some of those, and that relates also to the dysregulation when those are not in proper balance. But, you know, it's a delicate way to do that. But I think in terms of anti-inflammatories, we've heard some things from Doc Newsom about the use of some of the turmeric and the fulvic acid and humic acid combinations, along with other herbs, that can be very beneficial as well for reduction of pain. But the CBD, again, these are the 3 missing things initially, CBD, silica, and chromium, because you got the selenium coming in. More essential fats, even saturated fats from coconut oil, also can help to reduce the damage, heal the damage from chronic inflammation. Now, the anxiety associated with the pain, CBD can take a lot of that away as well. So that, you know, this doesn't sound like a suicidal scenario based on I'm taking an SSRI and it's, you know, it's not suited to my levels that I want. I'm going up, down, and it gets very dangerous, crazy. But it's a human response to pain that is without end, that is relentless. Lori, keep giving him the love and get him these things that we talked about. And then let's touch base again in a couple of weeks, especially after he does a couple of weeks at least of the silica challenge, see if we can break the cycle of pain that started apparently from the back and the sciatica scenario. All right, so hopefully that's helpful to you. Now, we have another story here about cancer, and I'm not waiting for Ty to cover this one. This is about a survey. And the survey asks the question, are you doing anything to try to prevent cancer? And I don't think it's a fair question. A lot of people say, no, I'm not even thinking about it. But apparently, 95% of Americans answered to the positive that they're taking some measures to prevent cancer. 3/4 of the people that responded said they don't smoke. Okay, that's a biggie. You hear about it. Don't smoke. That's one of the big things they say. 74% say they limit their alcohol consumption. Don't drink alcohol to excess. 72% say they stick to a healthy diet. I think that's an exaggeration because they probably don't know the definition of a healthy diet, but they think they're doing something good. Okay, maybe that's better than nothing. 90% are aware of their family's cancer history. I'm not surprised by that because how many people grow up in a family with someone who has cancer? You don't learn about it. You don't know about it. You know when aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, father, mother, you know when someone has cancer. That's big news in a family. So I'm surprised it's not 100%, but 90%. But what about these steps? They talk about getting sleep, undergoing cancer screenings. I'm not a big fan of that, although I understand why, because they often lead allopathically to interventions that can create more cancer or more problems, as opposed to getting a test that indicates something and then running to your, you know, holistic healthcare provider that the skeptics will have a conniption fit over. Then you know you're doing something right. Here's another aspect of the survey, Super Don, that I found interesting. 61% concerned that they'll develop cancer in their lifetime. Okay?
Right.
78% expect a cure for cancer someday. 57% express that they hope it happens within 20 years. So what does this say? There's a whole lot of ignorance in the population of the survey.
That's true. It's kind of a safe statement, though, to say, yeah, I believe there will be a cure to cancer someday. Well, I mean, that could be tomorrow. That could be 10 years from now. It could be 100 years from now. But
it means that the people that answered that question in that way are not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, they don't understand that there is that we do have the ability to cure cancer now.
Right. And the reality is, of course, if you are a mainstream media connoisseur, you'll never be getting that kind of information. It'll always be around the corner. A promising new drug, billion-dollar investments, we need more, we need a moonshot, we need a war on cancer without end. But right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it has been since I started this radio broadcast, not just today, years ago, we've known that there are cures for cancer. There are more than one. There are many. And you know, their baseline, the starting point, the principles are all the same. How you navigate the terrain, how you navigate your terrain may be slightly different from person to person, but the basics, I try to keep it as simple as possible. And that doesn't mean we don't have doctors on here that have complex ways to address it. Even Dr. Batar does some amazing things that are pretty complicated, but he's getting good results. And, of course, we continue to talk about the big three, selenium, chromium, silica. Selenium for cancer protection, prevention, and beating back the cancer. Chromium to stop feeding the cancer cells the sugar and giving your cells what it needs. And silica to shore up the connective tissue of your body to prevent the growth or metastasis of cancer, or to severely limit the ability of the cancer cells to do that while you're on an increased intake of 100% whole food selenium, for one. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment before we got Ty Bollinger, then Charlene Bollinger checking it outside the box. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, in the show notes, links to lots of things, including the Plus CBD oil we mentioned in the last segment in response to Lori. PlusCBDOil.com. You get a discount if you use the code RSB15. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Also, for those of you who want to self-align, right, if you don't have access to a doctor of chiropractic often enough, and let's face it, who does? The True Align Body System, you can see in the show notes, there's a link to it. And you can get 15% off of that as well with the code RSB15. Passive system you lay down on these cushions, it's really amazing. You'll end up an inch taller. I'm not kidding you when you do this thing. So that's awesome. Better Way Health, of course, our friends Reggie and the gang, betterwayhealth.com, keeping your immune system modulated just right with beta-1-3D glucan. Beta-1-3D glucan, it's there at 800-746-7640. 800-746-7640. So, where do we go from here? You tried to scare me with the it clown off the air.
There's a homeopathic remedy for that, isn't there?
Isn't there something you can take so you can go watch the movie? Gelsemium, probably enough CBD that I fall asleep. You know what's funny about that too? Is that, you know, I'm so intense on the things we do on the air that if I get those moments like after the show where I'll chill out, I might want to watch a show with my wife, I tend to fall asleep right away. I'm like, I'm gone. And I was like, you get to shut your brain down and your body goes, okay, you don't need to be here for this bit of entertainment. I'm like, oh, I missed it. Yeah. Oh, well.
So I've done that. You know, what's even worse is when you pay the money to go into a theater, right?
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
You just conk out.
You're like, the seats now, they're so comfortable, are like couches at home. It's like, who can stay awake for that? Anyway,
it happens.
All right. So we have a story here about 19 ridiculous things people have called objects when they couldn't remember their names. Like, you know, you see something, you know it, like, I just lost it. I'm sure I've done that on the air here, right?
I think everybody has done that. And you know, so if you're talking to somebody and you want to tell them something, but you can't remember the name of the object. And quite often, what you'll do is you'll like come up with like some kind of a descriptive name to try and get as close to what it is, mm-hmm. in hopes that the person you're talking to will know what you're talking about, right?
Right. The first one on the list is a colander, right? That's, isn't that what they call the thing you put the pot in? And so this boy, when he was younger, apparently the family still refers to this as a noodle stay, water go. A noodle stay, water go. Because they couldn't think, well, colander. I don't know
what colander.
It's a noodle stay. All right. Water go. Right? That's kind of cool.
Noodle stay, water go. There you go. Sounds like something, like an American Indian would say. Noodle stay, water go.
Here's it. This one is timely with all the NFL stuff and the things going on. Beast Mode, somebody ever says this. My boyfriend thought it was pretty clever when I asked what the right word was for an angry parade. Angry parade. Didn't know what to call it. An angry parade. And that's, of course, a protest.
A protest, an angry parade.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
See this next one? About in Target? I forgot what I was going in for. I asked for a can of bug murder because I forgot the term insecticide.
There you go.
You couldn't even say bug spray. Bug murder. Okay, they knew
bug what
you
murder.
Meant.
Yes.
What are those things that pick up hot dogs on the grill, Super Don?
Those would be tongs, right?
Yeah, but according to Nightlight Bunny Fright, they're sausage tweezers.
Sausage tweezers.
Hey, I don't remember. Tongs. No, sausage tweezers.
You know what? Listen, if you explain it that way to somebody, they would get what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah. This is a good one. You ever go cow tipping?
No, never.
But anyway, you look at the animal, you go, I forgot what the animal. Oh, it's a moo beast. A moo beast. Because I don't know it's a cow. A moo beast. Somebody used that term, right?
Nice.
Yeah. So what else do you got? Anyone that jumped out for you? Because I'm just rolling with this.
Yeah, I mean these are very funny. I kind of like the okay. So have you ever had one of those things that you like you when you put on your shoe to try and help your heel into the shoe?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, shoehorn.
A shoehorn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently this girl did not know what it was, and she very loudly said, "Where is my boot spoon?"
Boot spoon. I'm thinking not good. Well, I know people drink
shoehorn.
Out of their boots. Shoehorn.
Yes.
Let's
and
see.
Then,
what about
at a wedding? You've got bridesmaids, right?
Mm-hmm.
On one side, and what do you have on the other side?
Groomsmen.
Well, she couldn't remember what they were, so she called them dudesmaids.
Dudesmaids, bridesmaids, and dudesmaids. How about a fly swatter? It's a bug spatula. I couldn't remember fly swatter, but it looks like it's a bug spatula. Serve it up with your eggs. No, don't. Folks, all right, bear with us. We get a little silly from time to time. We got an hour continuing here with Ty Bollinger on the way to Nova Scotia for the truth about pet cancer. And Charlene Bollinger is going to join me next hour as well because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the tone of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.